Well, welcome back to the Credit Union iPlex, where the Swift Current Broncos have just lost a 4-3 overtime game to the Regina Pats, a game in which they had a 3-0 lead to start this game here. And, you know, unfortunately, it looked a lot like the game, the starting game of the season in Moose Jaw. And now we're going to be joined by assistant coach Darren Evian. And I guess, Darren, the game started out for the first 27 minutes. You guys played probably textbook hockey, exactly how you wanted to play. What was the cause for maybe the momentum shift that occurred around that 13-minute mark of the second period?
Well, I think when you're playing well and things were going our way and we were, you know, doing a lot of good things, winning a lot of the one-on-one battles, getting pucks deep, forechecking, cycling. And then what happens sometimes is you start doing more than you need to do, a little bit too much, and you start turning pucks over, and then it becomes contagious. And that's what, in the second period, we started turning pucks over. And it wasn't one guy, it was all of us. And, you know, we'd have chance for D to move the puck, and they didn't move the puck. They're going to spin and keep their feet moving, and then they get hit and turn the puck over. And, you know, they get some momentum, the power play, and they start hitting, and we're kind of caught flat. And the second period, that's exactly what happened. They make it 3-2. I thought the third period was better, but, you know, we had a good situation, 3-0, if we continue to play that way. But, you know, we let them come back 3-2, and then you get a bad bounce off a skate, tie it 3-3.
Yeah, we're going to go down to Sean Mullen. I think he's got Zach McKay down at the Bronco bench.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Joined by Zach McKay, who scored his first career Western Hockey League goal today. Before we get to that, Zach, just your perspective on a game that you guys had in firm control. And unlike the game in Moose Jaw, where you had a 3-0 lead, but weren't playing your best hockey, today you guys were totally dominant through the first period and early parts of the second period, and then the game just seemed to turn. What do you think happened?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good start. Everyone was happy after the first with the way we came out. And, you know, I think we let it get to us that we had a lead, and you know, we came out a little bit soft and, you know, not the way we wanted to stay and keep the lead. But, you know, we got a battle with that, and that's what happened in Moose Jaw. We got up 3-0 and we let it slide. So we have some work to do with that, and hopefully we can just, you know, fix that up in the future.
What are keys to holding on to leads like that? Is part of it not getting too comfortable?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we know what we have to do to win, and we know what we have to do to get up in games like we are. And, you know, if we can stay playing that way and, you know, keep focused and keep the momentum going, then I think we should have no problem.
Take me through your first goal. I'm sure it's a little bittersweet now that the game result didn't go the way you wanted, but you get your first Western Hockey League goal. It must be a really exciting moment for you on home ice.
Yeah, it was real exciting. You know, I just got I was out in the slot where the puck popped out to me. Fortunately, I got it on my stick and, you know, just shot it on net and then put it in. And it's great to have it here in front of my home crowd with all my family and friends and everybody watching. So it was a good experience, but, you know, unfortunately we couldn't come out with a win.
You, Dale, and Lassonde have been playing together since the midway point of the preseason, really, and having success together as a line, bringing some energy. What is it about that grouping that you've been happy with so far?
I mean, we're all in the same position right now. We have that role that we need to create energy as a line. And I think we're doing a good job of it. You know, sometimes we're creating offense and, you know, we're getting our bodies going and throwing our weight around. So, I mean, we're going to do whatever we have to do to contribute. And, you know, I think we've been doing a good job of that. So,
Zach, you've been playing games in the Western Hockey League since you were 15. How do you feel now compared to then? Does it feel like a really different thing? Do you feel like a really different player right now?
I feel like I have more experience. I mean, obviously I've played, you know, a few games, 15, a few games, 16, and now I'm here 17, so I don't know. I guess I just got a feel for the league and, you know, the guys and how the game goes and, you know, the intensity and the speed. So I'd say just more experience and more comfortable with the way I'm playing and the way that, you know, the game goes on.
Well, lastly, you're getting set for Brandon on Friday, a team that put up 7 on Regina, then 9 today on Saskatoon. How do you handle a team that clearly has a lot of offensive firepower coming in here Friday?
I mean, we're going to have to be, you know, firing from all cylinders. We're going to have to block shots, get in lanes and, you know, just play our game. I think if we play our game and, you know, play a full 60-minute game, I think we should have no problem with any team in this league.
All right, thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you.
Zach McKay scored his first career Western Hockey League goal today, but a 4-3 loss for the Broncos in overtime. Back upstairs to Darren Evian and Terry Pavely.
I guess, Darren, before Sean talked to Zach, we kind of talked about the things that maybe you guys didn't do so well when the momentum changed. What did the Pats do? Did they do some things that maybe created some of that momentum as well?
Well, every team in this league is going to work hard and play a certain system, and they forecheck kind of the same way we do. They want to use lots of pressure, and if you try to do too much, which we did in the second period there, you start turning pucks over, that plays right into their hands, the same as us. If you're coming up down the boards, the D are coming, and if you're not going to, you know, chip pucks out, you're going to try and make a play, or in the neutral zone, you're going to try and make that one extra play, then you're going to turn pucks over, and that's what they look for. And their power play has been very good against Brandon, and it was very good again tonight. They have some good, you know, goal scorers. So when they got an opportunity, they got themselves back in the game that way.
I guess what's the message you guys as coaches give to your players? You know, it's been 2 out of 3 games. You've had that 3-0 lead. What do you guys have to do to convey the message that, you know, that's going to be the point where we really have to step on teams, really push those teams, and not get in a habit of maybe letting off the gas pedal when you get that lead?
Yeah, and I think it's all of us, you know. It's still real early, you know, game 3, but we have to find a way to play 60 minutes out, whether we're up 3 or tied. You've got to keep that steady momentum going and playing well, and you know, you can't do things that are going to let that other team get back in. If they score a goal, they're going to score goals and that, but you can't help them get back in the game. And I think that's, you know, the first game we, our discipline, in this game our turnovers and battles, and you know, that helps them get back in the game.
Turnovers is something you've been talking about, though, since that first game in Moose Jaw. You weren't happy with the turnovers in the first period, even in the game that you won against the Warriors on Saturday. So what do you have to do? What do the guys have to do to control that? Do they just have to be safer with the puck?
Well, I mean, there's times where you know, if you've got the lane, you've got to take it. But there's times when it's 5-on-5 in the neutral zone, and the puck's got to get deep, and we're a good forechecking team. And you know, we have to all, everybody's got to buy in. That's the bottom line. Everyone has to buy in, and everyone has to start doing it. And when we've done that, we've been successful. But it just seems when two guys turn the puck over, then another guy will turn the puck over, and that's hockey in general when you start doing that. And you have to grab the game and say, you know what, we got to take control of this and get pucks deep. And that's us doing that as a group.
In the third period, I thought, while you struggled in the second, or at least the second half of the second, it seemed like in the third you did a good job controlling the front of your net and limiting the scoring chances they had. They might have had puck control. They didn't get the puck to the net. They had that one play that did tie it, but were you generally happy with the way you were protecting the lead for most of that period?
Yeah, we played well in the third. We had some good chances to score and with our first period start, if our second period's good, it would be good enough for the win. There's no doubt about it. But the second period, we let them back in, and like I said to Terry, you know, the goal they got was a lucky goal, went off a guy skating in the net, but, you know, you don't need to put yourself in that situation where it's 3-2. And if we play a better second period, we're not in that situation probably, and, you know, we come away with 2 points rather than one.
I guess what happens with that momentum swing? You know, it seemed like you guys were doing so many things well, and then, like, everything you tried shift after shift, you start losing face-offs that you were dominating. And I guess what happens on a bench? I mean, you see it in sports all the time, and how do you really get yourself out of that when that other team just seems to be able to just do a 360 and now that the table's turned?
Well, and it goes back to what I said before. As a group, you gotta grab the game and say, you know what, we gotta get back to our game. We gotta get it deep, and everybody's gotta get back on board and get pucks deep, and the faceoffs doing the right thing. And it kind of all will come back like it did in the third period. But you've got to know when the game's sliding on you and grab a hold of it. And you know, we talk about it on the bench, but when we get on the ice, we gotta be responsible.
You've got Brandon coming up on Friday, a team that scored 7 goals their last game against Regina, 9 goals today against Saskatoon. Clearly a lot of speed and a lot of firepower. How do you prepare to match up with them?
Well, I think with Brandon, they're another good power play team. They've got Pulak and Roy back there that are very similar to Scar and Nettie with us. So you got to stay disciplined, and you got to compete. You got to compete for 60 minutes to give yourself a chance to beat the other team. So we haven't seen them. There's lots of changes up front for them, but their D core is very strong, and they got a very good goaltender.
And you speak of Scarlett, and Hetherington was also out of the lineup today. Do you notice that? Certainly you guys have depth, and your D can handle some injuries and illness, but when you miss your whole top pairing as a game drags on, you really think, oh, how much better would we have been if we could put them out in this situation?
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's just part of the game. I mean, they were out, and do they make us better? Yeah, they're good players, but the guys in the lineup are responsible to play the game, and we can't take the easy way out and say, you know what, we're down 2 guys. That's the way the game is, and the guys that are in the lineup have to play.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks a lot to Darren Evian for joining us here for the post-game coaches show. We'll come back in a moment and continue with our Weens Agritech post-game. It's a 4-3 loss for the Broncos in overtime to Regina on the Eagle 94-1.